Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our YouTube channel. My name is Glenn Tompkins, Senior Instructor here, and love bringing these videos to your attention. So, the video says that these are five stocks that could soar. Now, I'm going to give a disclaimer. I still think that these stocks that I'm going to show you have the possibility to go up. But keep in mind the overall sentiment of the market and understanding that inflation is an issue and that rising interest rates are still an issue. What do you need to do? You need to keep your eyes on these stocks. I never once tell you to buy anything. These are stocks by way of news and by way of technicals that have a propensity to go higher. So from that perspective, I need you to understand where I stand on these stocks. These stocks are in worlds of their own that could actually overcome even a recession based upon what they're doing. All right. So I want to put that out there. If you're brand new to the channel, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon so that you'll be alerted to when videos like this come out. And if you like the content, hit the like button and share this video. I want more people out there who are not aware of what we do here at VectorVest to be aware so that they can get the same insight that you're getting. So this is going to be a twofold video. I'm going to give you some five stocks that I want you to keep your eyes on that could possibly soar. But number two, people have been asking me to do videos on some of the other stocks that we've looked at over the last couple of years and do a follow-up on those. So we're going to start with that. Stocks that had a lot of viewership on our channel, let's go see where they are now. All right, so let's get into the software. Here's a watch list of some of the biggest videos that we've had on the channel, starting out with CTRM, Castor Maritime. Wow, that's been a tough stock. Sundial in the marijuana space. Global Uranium as another alternative to clean energy. Xroth. Again, this is a stock that long-term, I invite everyone out there to go do your homework on Xroth. It is a stock that I currently own and I own for the long-term based upon what they can do long-term. Tonex Pharmaceutical. This was a stock that I liked because it was one of the few stocks that were out there looking at fibromyalgia. When COVID hit, they pivoted over to COVID and then they went back to fibromyalgia again. This is a tough stock because they can't stay focused on what they really want to do, and it makes it tough for that stock. And Senseonics, this is a personal one for me, for people who have diabetes. They have an implantable device that is an easier way to check your blood sugar level. And I am a diabetic, and I hate poking my fingers. Any of you are out there in the same boat, you understand. And the implantable device, the news on this was very interesting on what they could do. So that was the reason why we looked at all of these stocks. All of these stocks were in the news, and all I did was report on them. Let's do a graph of these stocks real quick, put them on a three-month graph. Looking at CTRM, someone asked me, what do you think of still about CTRM? There's a couple of things that I still like about the stock, even though it's lower on a three-month basis. What do I like about the stock? Well, one, I have value at the top. The stock has always remained undervalued. And that's something, part of our mantra here at VectorVest, is we want you in safe, undervalued stocks that are rising in price. The bad thing is that it's not rising in price. I've got a 20-day exponential moving average. Currently, it's just above it, but sitting at a level of resistance at $1.28. And down below, look at the earnings per share. The earnings per share is still a positive thing for me. But the bad thing about it is that it's just not rising. I can't time when it's going to just stop going down and start going up. I got a solid level of support at 104. It's trading at 131. All I'm saying is just be careful with this. It's still a lot of good signs. They keep buying boats and buying more boats to ship out stuff. So Those are all positives, but if I need to hold it, I need to wait for it to get above at least that three-month high. The next stock in the list, Sundial, as a marijuana stock, also undervalued, but watch the earnings per share. Earnings is just falling on the stock right now, so I'd be careful with it. And it's right about even to where it was about 3 months ago, a down day today. Just be careful with that. Going down to uranium, again, as an alternative to clean energy outside of electric, a lot of companies, a lot of countries are getting on board with building new reactors and new plants. So from that, uranium, you know, when I talk about nuclear plants, uranium is going to play a big role in that, sitting in a big channel currently below the 20-day exponential moving average. X-Roth, as I mentioned, all I need for you to do is just go out and do your homework on it. And I think that long term, over the last 3 months, though, it is higher than it was over the last 3 months, pulling back a little bit. I think a lot of profit taking, because a lot of people have been sitting in the stock a long time waiting for it to move. Next one is TNXP. Man, again, the news behind the implantable, they had a 30-day. It got approved to a 90-day implantable. They're working on a yearly or 365-day implantable, but not enough to move the stock's price higher. I love the news behind it, but the stock's price has not given me any opportunity to really make money, even though it is undervalued and earnings per share is rising. And the last stock is Senseonic. This was the glucose one, Senseonic's. TNXP is the fibromyalgia, flipped over to COVID, switched back to fibromyalgia. I think they need to settle in on what they want to do. But Senseonic with the glucose monitor implantable going down, it's been a tough stock and they're losing money. All right, so that was a follow-up on all of the stocks that made really big views on our channel and where they stand now. So now, let's go out to the news. I'm going to give you five stocks that I want you to keep your eyes on right now, and we're going to see why I like these stocks. Tanker, Nordic American Tankers, third quarter 2022 dividend announcement. They raised the dividend, and I think that always makes it good or favorable for a company to bring more investors in if they can raise dividend. Here's another one, ARC, continuing growth and earnings per share for third quarter. This came out earlier this month. ARC Document Solutions, a leading provider of digital printing and document-related services, today reported its final its results for the third quarter, and it was better. Let's see, it was better than expected, as you can see all the way across the board. All right. So again, some of these stocks that I'm looking at are outside of the whole range of being recession. All right. So they can do their own thing outside of recession. Another tanker company, TK, earnings per share, 32 cents versus US 77 cents, loss in third quarter. So revenue was up 104%. Net income up $78, a loss in the third quarter for 2021. So why are you liking this stock? Because of the space. Profit margin, 11% up from a net loss in the third quarter of 2021. And earnings per share up 77 cents, loss in third quarter of 2021. So this company is on the rise, something to keep your eyes on. And the tanking space is on the move as well. Next one, OIMM, and I'm behind a paywall on this one. But as I scroll down, where do I want to see? Here it is. A two-year net income to common stockholders growth rate now stands at 193%. Its four-year net income common stockholders growth is now at 305%. The year-over-year cash and equivalents growth now stands at 10%. Over the past 37 months, OIIM's revenue has gone up $38,382,000. That's a positive on the stock. And the last stock is TGLS, which is Technoglass. I'm looking at market beat, analyst rating, strong buy, 15.9% upside. Insider trading shares, selling shares. I'm thinking that as we get closer to the holidays, people may be selling some shares, or it's part of their compensation. Projected earnings growth rate sitting at about 10%. All right, so these are my next five stocks to keep our eyes on. And here they are. Now, I want to show you something, why I like these stocks. I'm going to go back in time to when we got a confirmed down in the market, which should have been
22. Here it is, August 26. So we got a down call in the market. I want to show you what these stocks have done since the market has been in a down call. I'm going to do a quick test of all of them. That's why I like these stocks. These are outside the realm of a recession. ARC, only stock that went down, and only went down 2%, but all of the other stocks went up double digits above 20% since we've been in a down call in the market. The market's down 2.89%, but these five stocks altogether is up almost 25%. Now, the question is going to come up is, well, do they still have more room to rise after all of that? Well, let's go take a look. Let's go take a graph look at all five of these stocks. Put them on a three-month graph. From here, let's get a look of why I think these stocks still have the potential to soar even in the current market's condition. So I'm going to put this on a three-month graph. There we are. Nordic Tankers. I like the move. Now, the stock was overvalued, currently undervalued, broke out of a channel above the 20-day exponential moving average, and loved the earnings per share. A new three-month high on the stock. Next one. Wow, TGLS. Big bump in earnings per share. Trading higher on big volume, breaking through a level of resistance, sitting at $25.89 and undervalued. Next stock. OIIM. Now, this stock is above the 20-day, sitting in a channel. It's a chip stock, and it's overvalued, and earnings is falling. So why am I looking at this stock? Because the chip space is on the rise right now, and if the industry is rising, most likely the stocks in the industry will rise. This is more of my speculative play in this list right now, but it is trading at a level of the three-month high, sitting at $4.50, and it is overvalued, so I'd be a lot more careful with this stock than the other stocks. Another tanker, look at the rising in the earnings per share above the 20-day, undervalued. I love the 20-day serving as a solid level of support on this stock. Man, ARC, a stock that's pulled back, found a level of support, broke through two levels of resistance, approaching a third, which is close to the three-month high, nicely moving, like the volume, like the earnings per share. And folks, so these are my five stocks that have the possibility to soar. All you have to do is do your homework, make sure you time the plays, but also keep in mind, the market overall has a bias to the downside based upon the information that's going on with inflation and interest rates. All I want you to do is look into these, and these could be possibilities for you guys to make money. So folks, we filed, we went back and looked at a couple of oldies but goodies. Well, they weren't so great. I'll own it. I put the videos out there. I will own it. But I used the videos based on the news on all of those stocks. They didn't pan out so well, but these stocks could have a good possibility. I showed you what they've done over the last downturn in the market, and I looked at their graphs. It's up to you to make the call. Folks, this video is over. Until the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, Glenn Tompkins here. And guess what? Everyone loves a deal. So here at VectorVest, we're offering you our Black Friday deal right now from November 14th through to November 26th. It's a 99-cent trial to the VectorVest software. So what do you get for that? You get a 30-day risk-free trial to the VectorVest system. You can have scans to find the best stocks for you, how you invest in the market. We're going to show you how to time the market. That's right, time the market. You have access to over 18,000 stocks globally. We're going to give you free training. And the best news of it all, it's a money-back guarantee. You need to go to www.vectorvest.com/99 to take advantage of this Black Friday special, and you want to do it now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.